Okay, lounge time's over with. I used to have a teacher that used to come into class and say that. She used to say, when I waddle down that aisle, all y'all wrap up your little conversation. All right. Today is Wednesday, December 15, 2021. It's now a little bit after 10 a.m. We're in regular session of the Upshur County Commissioner's Court. Everybody's here, so I'm going to declare we have a quorum. We're going to begin by asking Commissioner Dolly to lead us in a word of prayer, and then Commissioner Nicholson to lead us in the pledges. Stay seated for the prayer.
Heavenly Father, we love you and praise you this day, and we're so thankful that you gave your son for us this season that we celebrate, that we might have forgiveness of sins and have a Savior. We praise and worship and glorify you for this, dear Lord. And we come today also asking that you lead us and guide us on this court, that we can be helpful to the people of Upshur County, and that we can help Upshur County go forward and have a better life. As you came to give us a better life, help us, dear Lord, to work to see that this is carried out. We love and praise you, Lord, for all that you do and the blessings you give us. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I
pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible. Miss Regina, if you got more to see if somebody signed up.
Nobody.
All right. Moving right along, agenda item number two, consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of previous meetings, B, payroll changes, C, the payroll, D, budget amendments, E, accounts payable, F, auditor's reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, state and county taxes summary, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, lease purchase agreement between TLC Office Systems and Upshur County for copy machine for county clerk, lease purchase agreement between TLC Office Systems and Upshur County for 6 copy machines and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion to approve line 2, items A through L.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve generally items 2A through 2F. Any further discussion? Just so everybody knows, those 6 copy machines and the lease purchase agreement, something we discussed and approved at the last meeting. So sometimes when this comes up again, you wonder, wait a minute, did we talk about that? And so this is just putting in the minutes, the actual contracts. Hearing notice.
On F, in fact, you're approving those documents for recording is all you're doing. That, right?
Very well said.
Okay.
Hearing no further discussion, those in support, please indicate.
Aye.
None are opposed. Motion passes 5-0. Number 3, discuss and take action to approve the release of old members and to appoint new members to the Upshur County Child Welfare Board. And we have with us today Ms. Melinda Wigington. We're going to swear you in probably immediately after this meeting.
Right, I have another member to judge.
Are you kin to Dennis Wigington?
Yes, my daughter-in-law, the grandbabies are sick, so with fever and stuff, but they're at home. So.
Did I say her name right?
You did, actually.
Okay. So what we've got one member here that's going to volunteer to serve, and thank you, Ms. Wigington, for that. Dennis Wigington, I understand, has also volunteered to serve, and Gregory Grubbs.
But, and he's present as well.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Grubbs, for coming. So I need to take a vote to release. Who are we releasing today, Kristen, or are we?
We are. There's 3 on the second page of that list I gave you.
Okay, that'd be Nancy Carter, and We're releasing Ms. Gentry.
Lynn Gray, Adriana Smith, and Andrew Watson.
Okay, so we're gonna release those three.
With a vote of thanks.
Nancy Carter, Lynn Gray, and Andrew Watson.
No, not Nancy.
Lynn Gray, Adriana Smith, and Andrew Watson.
See, mine's darkened out to the point I can't read.
That list.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Lynn Gray, Adriana Smith, and Andrew Watson are going off with our thanks. And then Melinda Wigington, Dennis Wigington, and Gregory Groves are coming on. And if Mr. Groves will stay here after the meeting along with Ms. Wigington, we'll give you the oath. So I need a vote approving the new members with a vote of thanks for the ones going out.
Motion to approve the release of the old members, Lynn Gray, Adrian Smith, Andrew Watson, with our appreciation. And the appointment of new members, the Upshur County Child Welfare Board, Melinda Wigington, Nancy Carter, Paula Gentry, Danny's Wigington, and Gregory Grubbs.
Second.
Motion and a second that we give our public vote of thanks for service given by Lynn Gray, Adrian Smith, and Andrew Watson, and we release them from the board. And we add three new members to the board, Melinda Wigington, Dennis Wigington, and Gregory Groves. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. And that's not an easy job, and we thank y'all for doing it. There's a lot of unhappy matters you're going to learn about. And anyway, thank the Lord for what y'all are, what we have for our welfare board and for people that want to serve, especially you good mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters. All right, number four, discuss and take action to accept for recording the plat for the Lloyd Acres subdivision. Mr. Ashley, was this yours?
Yes, this is mine, and the name places have been straightened out. And I'd like to make a motion to accept for recording the plat for Lloyd Acres subdivision.
Second.
Motion and a second. We approve the plat for Lloyd Acres subdivision. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number five, discuss and take action to end the fuel contract for Road and Bridge Fuel with Colonial due to failure of them to uphold the agreement. I don't think we can act on that today because Colonial didn't get notice. Is that your understanding?
Yes, kind of. They did receive notice. The vice president actually contacted me yesterday. Mr. Sykes and I have a meeting with him at 10 o'clock in the morning and several of their operations managers to try to resolve this issue. And they said that if we are not able to come to an agreement tomorrow after this meeting, that they will assist us in moving to our next bidder with no complications. So,
okay.
If we set this aside right now, I would greatly appreciate it.
Do we still need to send them a 30-day notice, or would that be sufficient?
Yes,
yeah,
I'd like to wait until tomorrow.
And then send out the
30-day
notice.
Correct.
Okay.
So y'all want to skip five or table it and just bring it back?
We didn't table it.
Please.
Yeah. I'll make a motion. We table it.
Second.
Motion and a second. We put the Road and Bridge fuel contract situation with Colonial, throw it under the table. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank y'all.
Yes, sir.
Number six, discuss and take action to approve Commissioner Gene Dolly activating his peace officer's license by being appointed as an Upshur County Reserve Deputy Sheriff to enable him to be security for Abundant Life Church in Gladewater. Mr. Dolly, briefly tell us what this is all about.
Our security at the church there, Mr. Chad Hogue, he was the fire marshal in Gregg County, and then he took a position over in Smith County for better benefits and pay. And he moved to Smith County, he's going to church over there and working with the church over there. This is a volunteer position. And I'm the only possible peace officer going there at this time, and they've asked me to be on staff as their security and advise and help them with security issues. Strictly volunteer. I've worked in the church. I've worked with church securities in a number of churches throughout Gregg County. I have quite a bit of experience at it. And it's my service to the Lord. If you heard me sing, you sure knew would not want me singing in church or anything like that. If you heard me preach, probably the same scenario. So I can't do a whole lot, but I like to do what I can do. I believe the Lord has people for different situations and different times. And it just so happens I love God, I love working for the Lord, and this is a service I can give to Him, and I would appreciate this. We also check with the Attorney General. It's no conflict of interest because it's reserve and it's no pay. The sheriff has complete control over his reserves, and he can have as many as he wants or whoever he wants. The commissioner court has no say in it whatsoever. On the constable side, it'd be a conflict because the commissioner's court does determine how many reserves a constable can have and who can be his reserve. So there is a conflict. So I couldn't work in that area as a constable I've been. So I would appreciate any help on this at all. Thank you all.
You need to be a reserve officer just to keep your license active. That's the bottom line. And then you were looking at going out of county and being a reserve officer. Yes. Attorney General of Texas, and I can't even take credit for this. Did you find this or Sheriff Webb?
Well, actually Sheriff Webb found it.
Okay. Sheriff Webb's quite the scholar and found Attorney General opinion directly on point from 1997. That says a county commissioner may serve as a reserve deputy sheriff in the same county where the commissioner serves. So, I don't know if y'all had seen that. It's right on what you would call in law school a white horse case. So, I just wanted it to be transparent. It's the only reason I put it on here. Sheriff Webb, are you happy with this?
Yes, sir. He had approached me about it, and so I told him I had to do a little research to see what I could find, and that's where I found it. And basically not really asking for the approval, but to bring everything in light, to keep everything in transparency and let folks know, not necessarily that I needed the approval, but I did want to bring it up in front of y'all so we knew what was going on.
And it's not even a paid position or anything. It's just
as reserve, he cannot accept pay for any law enforcement action.
All righty, I'd appreciate a motion.
Motion to approve.
And I think if the church doesn't pay second anything either.
Yeah, if he have any kind of emergency, I'm in his will. He can call me to back or whatever if he has an emergency. And
the church is not paying.
Yeah. It's still not paying.
Yeah, in other words, you're not getting anything from anybody.
No.
Okay.
And I'm still recruiting for any of y'all. Think about it.
Because if we had a disaster like Mayfield, Kentucky, if we had some kind of disaster like that, the sheriff would need everybody he could use.
All the hands on deck.
Second.
All right, I've got a motion and a second to approve Commissioner Gene Dolly becoming a member of the Sheriff's Department as a reserve deputy sheriff. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 7, discuss and take action to accept a $9,500 donation from the American Legion Post 320 for Upshur County Constable Precinct 1 equipment budget. Did you swing this, Constable?
Yes, sir.
Tell us how you did that.
So at the beginning of the summer, I'd been looking at some options to be able to upgrade some of our equipment, and then also look at doing a drone as well. Drone can be used for search and rescue. It can be used for looking at some of these dump sites. So I put some feelers out there, and actually, it's coming from American Legion, but I put some feelers out there with XTOX on. I have a contact over there, and told them what I was looking for, and they came back and said, no, we don't have any we don't have any money in the any grant budget right now. And I got about 2 weeks later, I got a phone call from them and said, hey, we did find it in a, we can do it in a donation. So what I'd asked for was the $9,500 for that. And they said, well, if you can have somebody that will, we can make a charitable donation to, then they can make a donation back to your department that we can do that. So American Legion, they came back with more than actually we'd asked for. So they've given them $10,000 and then they're going to turn in turn going to give us $9,500 to increase so help out on the equipment. Again, that doesn't cost taxpayers anything. It's you know, as you know, the constable's office, we don't have a huge equipment budget, but there's money to go out there. If you don't ask, you can't get it. So.
Right.
Well, that's very generous of them to do that, and that's a very good donation.
It's a substantial donation, and that'll help continue to make our office more better for the community.
Tim, what was the name of the business that you said gave the money to the league to pass on?
Next to EOX.
Okay. And you said it would include their drum?
Well, no, it's just that's one of the things that once I receive the funds, then that's one of the things that I'm going to
possibly a drum.
Well, no, it's going to be a drum.
Okay.
Yeah, and the policy's already been written. Actually, Sheriff Webb provided me his drill policy and curtailed it to the constable's office. Actually, I've already submitted it to
Thank you, sir.
I make a motion we accept the $9,500 donation for the American Legion Post 320 for Upshur County Constable Precinct 1 equipment budget.
Second.
Motion and a second that we accept a $9,500 donation from American Legion Post 320 for Upshur County Constable Precinct 1 equipment budget. Any further discussion? Okay, folks, that's one of the rare times you're going to see legal money laundering. Okay? There's too much illegal money laundering going on. We need more money laundering like this that's legal. Like, I'll donate to A. If A, you'll donate it to B, and B, you'll get C to accept the donation. That's all right. Hearing no further discussion, we'll vote. Those in favor, please indicate. Motion passes 5-0. Okay.
Yeah, because they don't run in the paper.
I don't.
That was a joke.
That's exactly what you're supposed to do. That money's bright clean. Okay, number 8. Before we go into number 8, what a time the last 2.5 years have been, everybody. All of you people that's here, the members of the court. We've been through the COVID crisis. We're still, I hope we're out of that. We've had to deal with that. And then we've had to deal with census and redrawing the precinct boundary lines. So what we're going to do today should solve the problem for another 10 years. Every 10 years at the census, you have to readjust your precinct lines to be sure that the amount of votes is grossly fair and proportional. The last thing we had to do, and Ms. Harrell led the way, and thank you in your office, was realign the voting boxes where we actually go vote. And so attached to the proposed new order, and Ms. Harrell, I've got a colored one here. So I printed them off in color. If the commissioners are so inclined, you can look at the color photographs and see where the voting boxes are. Now, we reduced the number of voting boxes from 21 boxes to 20.
19.
To 19? Okay. And then we still have a voting box. Tell us about the one we skipped a number.
We have 19 voting boxes,
1 through 18, and then number 20.
Okay. And that's all.
Voting precinct 21 had no registered voters in it to begin with. In 19, we consolidated with voting precinct 1, which had probably 5 registered voters in that voting precinct.
All right. Does that make sense? So instead of like renumbering everything, we just blanked out one. And we deleted the one that was just a bunch of trouble in which nobody voted.
Correct.
And so that map, if we go through these maps, let's go. In attachment 4, election precincts, the first one, there they be. And then after that, it's like blow ups, one by one.
Lori, you deleted one that had no voters and consolidated one with few voters with another. Is that right?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Excuse me, the voters that were.
I'll get to you. I'll get to you. Ma'am? And this wasn't all contrived by us, the counsel for the county, Allison Bass and McGee. Mr. McGee's the one actually on this. And we had a Zoom meeting with him, which Ms. Harrell invited me to. It was one of those invitations like, you're going to come watch this. Very exciting. And so Mr. McGee's the one that helped model this, and we deleted the one precinct box that everybody agreed should go. Ms. DeVore, do you have something?
I was only going to request a copy of those maps and that information so that I could share it with my people.
That'd be just fine.
Thank you, sir.
And Philip, I'll give you one too.
Appreciate it. Also, I've finished our 911 mapping area, so they're available through that when they get it all processed in the big map instead of the little ones.
Yeah, but they want the color ones that I brought to the party.
Oh,
okay. All right.
Once they complete the process.
So at the end of the day, we have to adopt the new precinct voting box lines. And to do that, we need to enter a supplemental and final order adopting the revised political boundaries following redistricting of Commissioner's Court precincts. And this had to be done by the last day of December. Ms. Harrell worked hard so we could get this out and done and off the plate at this meeting, so we're 2 weeks ahead of schedule. And if any of you commissioners have any questions.
This only affects the precinct chair precincts and not the commissioner JP and constable precincts that y'all have already voted on, right?
Correct.
It's two separate deals. Right?
Correct, but it's gonna be one comprehensive deal after today.
Sure.
It'll be comprehensive after today. The way this works, first thing they do is the loggers look at the census and say, okay, you're either in balance or you're out of whack. We were out of whack. So first we voted to acknowledge we're out of whack. And one man, one vote rule enunciated by the Supreme Court, you have to change precinct boundaries. So we adopted a plan that says we're going to do that. Secondly, we adjusted the precinct lines of 1, 2, 3, and 4, which is also in the maps, and you've already reported on that. And the last thing is to realign the voting boxes where people actually go vote. And this is not, you know, sometimes you'll have some people question how you do this, because we were lucky in that no already existing precinct chairman got gerrymandered at. And I think there's a couple that wound up in the precinct box they'd have rather not been in, but they weren't already a precinct chairman. And so we have constraints on us to do this. Plus, Ms. Harrell wants to be sure everybody gets to vote at a convenient place. So not only can you vote in any box in the election, but you have the option to vote sort of close to home. And so that's where we're at today. And we need a motion to get this thing done.
This is a legally required thing every 10 years, like the four commissioner precinct deal, right?
Yes. DeVore?
Sir, I just wanted to thank Ms. Harrell and her office and everybody that's worked so hard on this. I know what a bear this can be, and you guys put in some long, hard hours, and I want to thank you.
She deserves that thanks because she worries herself to death about this kind of stuff. Because there's nothing like people in Austin and Washington saying, you're fooling around with a rattlesnake if you don't get this done and get it done right. And if you think about it, it makes sense. It wouldn't be fair for 20,000 people to have a commissioner and then one with 5,000. You have to change that so it's proportional to your population. So it's just required by law. And we have very good lawyers that led us through this. And so I'm glad for them, too. They've always been there to pick up the phone when we call. I was pretty impressed at the service we got. Okay, I'll take
Austin, aren't they?
Yes, Allison, Bass, and McGee.
Motion to approve the supplemental order, which contains the final changes and adjustments to the Upshur County election precinct box boundaries as recommended by the Upshur County legal counsel with Allison Bass and McGee Law Firm.
Second.
Motion.
Yeah,
motion in 3 seconds. I'm probably going to get this one passed. Adopting the supplemental and final order revising political boundaries following the redistricting of commissioners' court precincts. I think we've already discussed this front-loaded. Any further discussion? If there's not any, we'll vote. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Now, when this meeting's over, none of my commissioners need to leave. We have to sign this order and some other stuff. And the new board members, just hang back. We're going to get to you. All right. Number 9.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second that we adjourn. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned, and thank you all for coming.